Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with our exit interview, week number two for Spoiler Alert. It's Frenchie. We're going to talk to the man who was at the center of it all during these first 2 weeks of Big Brother 23. And here with me to talk to Frenchie today, it's Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Very excited. I've been reading some of Frenchie's interviews that have taken place already. I have some expectations for what he might say, but I'm interested to see how this will go.
Yeah, full disclosure, we're running a little behind. Frenchie has given some very long interviews already through the day that we've been able to read a couple of them. So I have a little idea of what's coming up with Frenchie. Taryn, is it weird for you ever to like watch somebody sort of like just like all over the place in the house and then be talking to them after like what we've seen over the last 2 weeks?
It's never actually been that weird for some reason. I think that, you know, when you are a live feed watcher, you know, and this is one of the bad things I think about the show, but you can sometimes feel like you know these people, and that can sort of add to the sort of toxicity of things and like the intensity of things. But I think a byproduct of it is that when I talk to them, I feel like I've already been talking to them because I've watched them on the line.
Yeah, you're talking at the screen, you're just not expecting them to answer.
It's just like it just doesn't seem surprising that they answer back. It just seems like this is them.
All right, well, we have Frenchie on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. If you are listening to the audio podcast, of course you can check out the video of our interview with Frenchie. Let's bring Frenchie in. Hey, what's going on, Frenchie? You're here on Rob's podcast with Rob Cesternino and Taryn Armstrong. How you holding up today, Frenchie?
I'm good. I honestly thought, Taryn, that you would be in the house.
Some people did.
That rumor was out there, you know, and I saw it. And I was like, well, all right. I know he's going to be a gamer, so I'll just be in there.
You would have clocked
him. Come for me, Frenchie?
I probably would have.
To put Taryn on the block. Yeah.
You're too smart, man. You're too smart.
Frenchie, you gave us and especially Taryn a lot to watch over these first 2 weeks of the season. You talked about last night how you had a game plan, you wanted to come in, you changed Big Brother. Could you go over with us some of the ways that you feel like you changed the show?
I wouldn't say I guaranteed changed it, but I get tired of watching this show, watching these jock alliances go all the way to the end. It's a big thing that I can't stand personally as a fan. And I was tired of, you know, I didn't know I was going to be the old guy, you know, but, you know, I was tired of seeing all that. And I was like, I've got to get a jock out. I'm going for this first HOH. And that is my number one target. One of them, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but one of them jocks are going home. And I held true to that. And I made sure that one of them went home. So I hope that going forward, that becomes a trend, honestly. I would love to see them go first before anybody.
It seems like in that first week, you got maybe a little bit distracted when it came to that goal. Because you were targeting Derek X at one point, and it also seemed like you were trying to get Kyland out at one point. What changed to make you aim toward those goals?
People talking. And then knowing that Derek X was starting that alliance and nobody else was seeing it, I saw it. I saw him, Travis, and Kyland together. And it sucked because like I really like, and I still do, I still really like Kyland. He's such a great guy, you know. And it sucked hearing that they were starting an alliance and I was going to be came after.
And who did you hear that from?
Derek. And we had talked about it. And then I think it was also an assumption as well. Like, mm-hmm. I assumed it as well. Because when you hear week one that somebody is forming that kind of alliance, it starts, I don't want to say paranoia, but you start automatically assuming that, you know, they're starting that for a reason. And because they don't feel safe.
Frenchie, if you think there is one, would you say that there was one mistake that you would point to that you made in the 2 weeks that you were in the house?
Do we have enough time? I came in like a wrecking ball.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan of this show, it's normally boring the first 4 weeks. Let's just be honest. And I wanted to make sure it wasn't boring. So my mistake was playing what I wanted to see as a fan instead of playing in the moment and actually playing for myself. Honestly, that's my biggest mistake, because my thought process going in, what I wanted to do, you know, if I wouldn't have played as what I wanted to see as a fan, I think I would have done a lot different. I would have shut up. I would have sat back. I would have just relaxed, and it would have turned out different. But
can you tell me about your relationship with Brent? Because you originally had been targeting him, and then you had that sort of initial conversation with him. And then it seemed from that point forward, you had like a very good relationship with him that then disintegrated in week two.
Brent is a strong competitor. Everybody in the house knows that. I honestly hope he comes out soon after me. Just for the simple fact that he's a strong competitor and a huge game player. We did have a moment where we spoke, but at the end of the day in my head, I should have probably vocalized it for the feeders and, you know, being a fan, I should have let them know my thought process, but I felt like he was going to end up being a powerful person in this game. So I wanted to keep him close. So if that meant being super close to him, then that's what it took. But as far as Brent and Christian, they're tough guys. And I know that in a competition that I'm smaller than them, I probably wouldn't be able to beat them. So keep them close.
Did you consider putting Brent on the block when the veto was used in that first week?
I did, but that would have totally blew up the slaughterhouse too early. Mm-hmm. And doing that, I knew that all of them would have came gunning for me 90 miles an hour. And I wouldn't have just had him targeting me. I would have had Christian, Alyssa, Whitney, Xavier. I would have had all of them targeting
mm-hmm.
me. So I know that putting him on the block would have created a lot more chaos than not putting him on the block and saving him for another week.
I mean, in hindsight, I mean, that is kind of what ended up happening, that everybody came after you anyway in the second week.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, like, I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. I didn't play. I don't think I played a good game. Mm-hmm. Would I change anything? Little things here and there. But overall, you know, I had fun. And that's what I came to do. And that was my thing. Just have fun.
Frenchie, in all your campaigning this week, did you ever consider telling people that Tiffany cast the second Hinkie vote?
No. Never. Nope. I don't care. If they would have been like, I will guarantee your safety if you tell me that name, I would have never done it.
Mm-hmm.
So
can you tell me about the French Kisses Alliance? Because it formed, and then very quickly you seemed to tell the slaughterhouse about it. And you told them that you didn't start it, but that definitely was really the case.
Absolutely. Here's the thing. Like, with the slaughterhouse, I wanted them to constantly be on edge.
Mm-hmm.
I wish them girls would have honestly stuck together and took them out. Honestly, that would have been my ultimate goal, was doing that, stepping aside from that, helping them if they needed it, and watching them take each and every one of the slaughterhouse out. That would have been my ultimate goal. And that was, if I had to think in the future, that's what I would have loved seeing. But putting that paranoia and making them, like, I thought that by telling them about it, it would cause that paranoia for them to scatter. And that wasn't the case. It didn't happen like that. And, but I wish them girls would have stuck together and just took them all out.
Frenchie, have you given any thought to your strategy for Big Brother All-Stars?
I'm definitely not an All-Star.
Look, you never know. Julie said you were the star of the show last night.
Maybe not in a way that, you know, you'd like to be, but I definitely made it interesting. It was fun to watch, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I would not.
First week.
Interesting.
I would not consider myself an all-star by any means. Dan, that's an all-star. Danielle Reyes, that's an all-star. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Me, I don't think I'm an all-star.
You never know.
If I played the game again, would I play differently and play for myself? Yeah, and you'd see a whole totally different side. But yeah, no, I'm not an all-star, man. I don't consider myself that.
If you could go back, let's say that you were playing for yourself, what do you think you would have done week one, week two? What would have been the plan if you had been thinking a little more clearly?
I definitely would have. I would have kept who I knew I wanted to keep safe up here instead of here. I wouldn't have promised them that. I would have just kept it up here and made that promise in my head and stuck with it that way. And that's the way I would have started that.
Okay.
But as far as cranking the heat up, I would have cranked the heat up no matter what.
Frenchie, I know you got a lot of other interviews to get to today, so we'll let you run. But I guess we'll see you on social media sometime soon, I guess.
Probably not for a while.
Okay. All right.
I know what's coming for me out there, and I'm not naive. I've been on BB Twitter for a long time.
Yeah.
And I know it's headed my way, and I'm okay with it. My end goal was met, and people want to be mad about it. And that's on them. But okay. I'm going to be who I am no matter what.
All right, Frenchie, thanks for making some time for us today.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Okay, take care. Bye. All right, Taryn, there you have it. Of Brandon French here on the podcast. And very somber Frenchie today.
Yeah, that was the word I had in my head as well. Very, very somber.
Very somber.
You know, he definitely came in with... I think the narrative that we expected him to. But I did, I will say, I appreciate that, you know, when I did sort of question him on things, he would kind of, like, oh yeah, you know, okay, maybe it was an assumption. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he still is going to have, I think, the narrative that he has, for some of these things, but, you know, I think we'll get there.
Yeah. You think that Frenchie is going to have like another evolution along the way here?
Yeah, I don't think he'll. I don't think because I mean, look, I think that I think in that in his mind, you know, he really did have those goals. They changed when he was in there.
Yeah.
And I think that he probably can recognize that to some degree.
Yeah.
And just maybe he likes to focus on the original goals and the ultimate outcome rather than the journey.
Yeah. And we're talking him like kind of a little further on during his press day. I think he's had like a long day of press and so has gotten like a lot of the questions already that I think he sort of like is like reading between the lines that people did not think he did a particularly great job. So I think that he is not coming out with like a lot of bluster in these interviews.
Yeah. I mean, I expected worse. I feel like, you know, I think that he's maybe somebody that can understand that. All right. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that I did these things.
Yeah. I didn't think that there was nearly as much spinning as I expected here today in the interview. So we'll see what comes next. We'll see then, you know, if like, you know, we do see him on social media in the near future and he's, you know, talking about like, oh, season's boring now. We'll see if that ultimately ends up coming to pass. But hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
All right, Taryn, we up next, we're going to go jump over onto the Patreon podcast feed. Going to do our live BBQ&A and take questions from the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast here on Friday afternoon. And then, of course, you'll be back with another live feed update coming up on Saturday. If you missed our recap of the episode, that's up on the robiswebsite.com with Jenny and Puya. I had a lot of fun last night. Lots of Big Brother coming up this weekend as well. After we'll be live after the Sunday night recap. Taryn, what else do you have going on this weekend?
That's pretty much it. I may be live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, if I get the chance. But yeah, other than that, just watching these feeds, seeing what happens here.
All right, thanks for checking out our exit interview with Frenchie. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.